tonight. And chapter 1. Remember, this book, of course, is a message to young Timothy. He's a young man, a young preacher, and Paul is kind of his mentor. He's his spiritual father. And Timothy was struggling. He was struggling with being afraid or too timid to step out and do what the Lord was calling him to do. He was bashful, backward, and just couldn't seem to move forward. And Paul encourages him to overcome that spirit that was influencing his heart so much. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, it means genuine, real faith. The unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also he had confidence, he had faith, that it was in Timothy. It was buried there somewhere below the surface, but he said, I'm persuaded, I'm confident, it's there. They put it in you, your grandmother and your mother, they instilled this faith in you. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There is a song that's real popular right now. A guy by the name of Zach Williams wrote this song and sings this song. You probably hear it on WYGE, especially if you listen to Marty, because he plays it all the time. Fear is a Liar is the song. And I'm not going to read all these words, but I just want to read a little bit of the lyrics to this song. It says, when he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, then you'll never be enough. Fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, because fear, he is a liar. Good words. Good words. Really, fear is one of the most destructive forces in the world. It is powerful and a destructive force. Sad to say, Satan uses it even against the people of God, even against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He uses fear against good people, people that know the Lord. He uses it as a weapon against them. Isaiah 24 and 7 is a word of prophecy speaking about the times that we would live in, that we are living in the last days, that there would be this buildup of fear, a spirit of fear that would seem to be so prevalent in the last days. Isaiah 24 and 17. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitants of the earth. And it shall come that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. And he's describing the very spirit that's so prevalent in our world right now, and that it's a trap, it's a pit, it's a prison that the enemy uses, that he uses. I think we need to take notice of the fact that fear is really a judgment of God. It's a judgment of God upon a people that reject the Lord. You remember Deuteronomy 28. It lists all the blessings that God promised the children of Israel. I'm going to bless you when you come in and when you go out and when you... And it, just all these wonderful promises of blessing. And it's the first part of chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. And then it says, but if you turn away from me, if you reject the law of the Lord, if you turn away from my precepts and my statutes and the law of the Lord, if you turn away from me, then you're going to come under a curse. And then it goes through and it lists all the terrible things that will come upon the people of God if they reject the law of the Lord. And then toward the end of that curse, it describes it this way, Deuteronomy 28:65. Among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. Now that was a voice speaking to any generation who says, we don't need God. When they turn away from God, it was the children of Israel telling them, if you turn away from the law of the Lord and from being obedient to the way of the Lord, then you are going to find yourself living under this spirit of fear. And completely controlled by it. Jesus spoke about the last days and what would characterize the last days that you and I are living in right now. This is Luke 21, distress of nations with perplexity, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So we know that it's a part of the spirit of the last days. It's one of the things that is affecting these last days that you and I are living in. It comes in a lot of different forms. It comes in the form of worry, doubt, unbelief, or like in Timothy, timidity. Sometimes it's anxiety. All of it is from the very pit of hell. Every whatever form that it may manifest in, it's demonic. It is a spirit. It is a spiritual attack. That's why Paul told Timothy that it was a spirit of fear. God does not give you this spirit of fear. It does not come from God. It's satanic. It's from the enemy of your soul. Amen. But the people of God, we choose faith over fear. Amen. Oh, and it's so important that we determine in our hearts that we are not going to succumb to a spirit of fear, but instead we're going to resist that spirit of fear by faith. You know, fear cannot exist in an atmosphere of faith. If faith is active in your life and you are walking and living your life. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We survive by faith. We move into the victorious life by faith. Everything that we do, we live for God. And it we came into the kingdom by faith. And we live out the days of our life in an atmosphere of faith in God. The world doesn't understand it. The world doesn't comprehend it. But it should be so that the church is preserved from all of the things that are going on around us that create such a spirit of fear. And I believe that God can help us to overcome it. Someone said, if fear comes knocking on your door, send faith to answer. Amen. Send faith to answer. You remember the story in the New Testament? I think it's the Gospel of Luke where there's a man by the name of Jairus. He was a ruler. He was a man of spiritual authority. And he came to Jesus. His little girl, 12-year-old girl, was sick. The Bible says that he said, come, if you'll come and you'll lay your hands on her, she'll be healed. So Jesus said, I'll go. And he goes with Jairus' daughter, but then they get interrupted by a woman who has had an issue of blood for 12 years. And so it's like they're sidetracked from the journey to Jairus' daughter's health and to take care of this woman. It's just a short little event, but Jesus spends a little bit of time taking care of this lady's problem who's been suffering for 12 years. And then the messenger comes and says, your daughter has died. It's too late. It's too late. But Jesus said to Jairus, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Those words that said, okay, it's final, it's too late, there's no hope for this little girl, Jesus said, don't be afraid, only believe. Praise God. And they move, and they travel then on to Jairus' house. And the Bible says that there was a great loud noise of those mourners that are there. And Jesus, it says, he put them all out of the room. Only his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, go with him. They go with Jesus into the room where this young girl has died. And he puts them all out. There's something really important about that message. That Jesus removed all the grievers, all the doubters, all the hopelessness. He removed them all out of the room, and he took with him just his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, and the parents, and they went in believing, and Jesus speaks and tells the maiden to arise. And she does. She does. It created an atmosphere of faith to remove all of those. Most believe that probably a lot of the mourners that were there were hired. It was common practice in that day for people to hire mourners to come and to make a big do about someone that's died. I can't imagine that. It looks like there'd be plenty of grief just in the family and the loved ones. But when he said, why are you making such a do? She's not dead, she's alive. And they begin to mock him and ridicule him, and he put them out. He removed the fear and the doubt and the unbelief, and he goes in and speaks the word, and she comes back to life. Praise God. I do believe that God wants us as the church, the people of God. I mean, we live in a world right now, we live in a dangerous world. I mean, there's a lot of things around us in our world. If you allow it to seep into your spirit, it can get a hold of you. I can remember just not too many days ago, I've been to 8 funerals in 2022. And sometimes that can really get a hold of you. And I was just walking down to the church one day, and I got to thinking, man, this is rough. This is sad. This is so overwhelming. And I felt that spirit of fear trying to invade my heart and get a hold of me. But I just put that out of my mind. Amen. Because I know that our lives are in the hands of God. We belong to him. We are his children. And that God is able to keep us even in really, really dark times. I know you've heard this before, but I think it's kind of nice to think about that someone counted the fear nots in the Bible and said that there are 365 fear nots, one for every day of the year. Amen. Amen. And the wonderful thing about most of those fear nots is that it also includes the statement, many of them, it says, fear not, for I am with thee. Praise God. I am with thee. So all this worry and all of this unbelief and
in Timothy's situation, overwhelmed by the fear of just stepping out and doing what God was calling him to do. Amen. Many places in the scripture where he says, "Fear not, I'm with thee." Spoke those words to Abraham, spoke those words to Isaiah 41 and verse 10. I went through and I didn't copy all the references because there was so many of them, but to Jeremiah and to Jacob and to Abraham and many of the patriarchs, "Fear not, I'm with thee. I am with thee." We're not alone in this world. We're not facing the struggles of our life on our own. Yeah, we have some things in the world that if you allow yourself, you're going to get covered up with fear, and it's going to swallow you up, and it's going to completely paralyze you from being what God would have you to do. But I want you to be reminded tonight that God is with us. "Fear not, I am with thee. I am with thee. I am with thee. My presence is with you. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to take care of you in your present situation." So we know that fear is not from God. Fear is an enemy. Fear is a liar, as we read to you the lyrics of that song. Fear is not from God, but it is one of the ways that Satan uses to try to stop the plan of God in your life, to try to hinder what God is wanting to do. He wants to keep you from everything good that God has in store for you. And sometimes he uses fear. In the text that we read, twice he says, I want to call you to remembrance, or I want you to stop and remember this. Remember that, first of all, it started in your grandmother. It was transferred to your mother and now to you. Think about that. Remember that seed of faith was implanted in your heart. So we fight fear by remembering that God has used the people of God to plant faith in your heart. Amen. Just think about that. Just think about it. There have been pastors. There have been other believers that have been examples to you that have planted in your heart the truth of the Word of God. And God has used them to instill the truth of God's Word in your heart, to plant faith in your heart. Amen. And then in verse 6, again, he says, I want to put you in remembrance. I want you to think about this. Stop, consider this, and remember. And stir up the gift of God. What was he talking about? He was talking about the fact that the Apostle Paul had laid his hands upon him and imparted a gift to him. And the very same ministry that Paul had, he was sharing that. He was imparting that to young Timothy. And so he said, remember the people of God who have instilled faith in your heart. And remember the fact that God has placed a gift within you, and you need to stir that up. You need to be reminded of the gift of God that has been instilled in your heart. And then he says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. See, there's the spiritual nature to this situation that we're in our world right now. It is demonic, devilish. It is an attack against your heart, your soul. It is an attack against the people of God. You see, Timothy had a ministry. He had a calling. He had a gift that had been given to him. It all had been instilled in his heart. And he needed to remember that and stir that up. One of the main reasons why the enemy attacks you with fear is because he don't want to see you fulfill God's purpose in your life. He wants to stop it if he can. And he will if you allow that spirit of fear to overcome your heart. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Didn't give you a spirit of doubt or worry or anxiety or any of these things. That didn't come from God. That is satanic. That's from hell. that is coming against you and against your heart. And I know, and I've had several, I know of many, many people who've been, who've dealt with this anxiety and spirit of fear, and I understand it's a very real thing. And I'm not making light of it. I just want you to know that there's a way out of this. There is a way out. And you can find the peace and the joy of doing the will of God. Stir that up. So take some time and remember. Remember the people that God has used over the years of your life to plant truth and to build faith in you. Remember the calling of God and the gifts of God, and stir that up again in your life, because you have a purpose and a calling. And let the Lord use you. Amen. He didn't give you that spirit of fear, but power, which just means holy courage. Amen. Holy courage. He's given you power. He's given you love. 1 John 4 and 18, there is no fear in love. When you allow the love of God to be shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, when you just enter into that relationship with the Lord and He fills up your heart with all of the blessings and the goodness of God, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Oh, there is a deepening of your relationship with the Lord. If you're dealing with this attack of the enemy in your soul, I encourage you just to dive in to the things of God. Just get into that place of fellowship with the Lord and with His Word. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. Amen. And faith and fear cannot coexist. Amen. The word sound mind comes from a Greek phrase that means thinking under the right influences. Under the right influences. Amen. Now, if you listen, I've said this so many times, but if you spend all your time listening to all this foolishness in the news, and you fill up your heart and your spirit with that, and you read it and you watch it, and you just fill up your heart with all of those things, no wonder. No wonder you're dealing with this spirit of fear. Turn it off. Pay attention to the things of God. Turn your attention to God's Word. Turn your attention to the ministry of the Spirit of God. Spend some time just in the quiet presence of the Lord, and allow the Lord to talk to you and to speak to you, and come under the right influences instead of all these other influences that are in our world today. Amen. Glory to God. That spirit of fear did not come from God. It came from the devil himself. Satanic in nature. It is a demonic spirit attack against your heart, against your soul. And the only way to counter it is get in the presence of God, get in the Word of God, and allow God to lift you up out of that trap of the enemy. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. Spend time in God's Word, in God's presence. And just remember, He's with you. Amen. Not every fear not, but many of the fear nots. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. That's the reason you can overcome the spirit of fear that's in our world today. You understand that there are children battling with the spirit of fear. Young people battling with the spirit of fear. I tell you, it's an attack of the enemy. It doesn't matter what age or how long you've known the Lord or how long you've served the Lord. None of that really matters. It is an attack of the enemy against you, against your heart, against your spiritual life, against your future being used of God. Just in Timothy's case, we see that very clearly. That Timothy had a job to do, had a ministry to fulfill, and God wanted to use him, but he was just so fearful and so timid. I know a little bit about that. I do.
as a young person, it took everything within me, along with a lot of pressure from other people, just for me to get up. I can remember as a young person in a youth service, with just them asking me to come up front and take up the offering. I was petrified. I couldn't do it. And then they wanted me to get up with a group of young people and sing. And I just couldn't do it. I was so overcome by timidity and fear, which really was, in a sense, it was a whole lot of pride. But the Lord helped me to overcome that spirit of fear, that spirit of fear that hinders us. Now, out there in the world, you can expect it. People in the world are overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed by the present circumstances of the last couple of years, especially. I'm telling you. I've got family members, cousins, relatives, that they are so afraid. They hardly go anywhere. They hardly do anything. And they're just completely overwhelmed by fear. And I really believe that a lot of this happened, and a lot of the things that have happened, especially the way that it's been, you know, promoted in the press and publicly and everything, I just think so much of it has been an attack against our faith in God. Amen. Amen. When this thing first started 2 years ago almost, Mike Broughton died that March, that month of March, and the funeral was here at the church. And the funeral home, they put a sign up. They taped up a sign on the window. They didn't ask me or anybody about it. They just did it. I guess they thought it was the right thing to do. And it was a sign that said, if you are sick, don't come in, basically. And I thought, well, I guess that's good sound wisdom. And it stayed up there for a couple of services. Then I got to think, wait a minute. The Bible says, if you're sick, call for the elders of the church. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Well, I ripped that sign down, threw it in the trash where it belonged, because if someone was sick, now I understand, you know, we don't want to be, you know, communicating our sickness here. And I understand when people make that decision to not come for that reason. But at the same time, I want it to be known that we believe that God can heal, that God can touch, no matter what it is. God can move and heal. And if someone is in need, they need to be healed, and they want to come to be anointed with oil and to be prayed over, they're welcome to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. Oh, it does so much damage to the kingdom of God. But I believe that God wants us to live above it and not under the power of it, the sway of it. The world is under the judgment of fear right now, because they've rejected God and turned away from the Lord. But we are the people of God. And we need to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand. Father, thank you for your word. And I pray tonight for so many that are dealing with this struggle in these last days. Lord, we know that the world is under the judgment of fear and all these things. Much that's coming upon the earth, Lord, is creating such a fear, in some cases panic. But Lord, I know that you have provided a safe haven for the people of God in your presence, Lord, and in your word, Lord, and in our walk with you, Lord, there is a place of safety. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to ask you to come forward, but I'm just going to take a moment and just say, maybe in recent days or weeks, you've dealt with a spirit of fear, or the enemy's trying to come against you with this spirit of fear, and you'll admit that you need prayer. You need help from the Lord. Would you just hold up your hand for just a moment? Anybody? Everybody? All right. Yeah, we need to be honest before the Lord. It's a real attack. We need to pray tonight that spirit of fear would not be able to invade our hearts, our lives, but our confidence would be in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a lot that can be done for the kingdom of God that the enemy would love to stop it, hinder it. Amen. Let's pray.